Suicide is the leading cause of death in county jails in the Northwest. That's according to an investigation by Public Media. Conrad Wilson reports on one Oregon case that raises questions about whether jails are doing enough to prevent suicides. And please note, this story contains description of suicide and may not be suitable for all listeners.
After 40 days in the Josephine County Jail, Janelle Marie Butterfield hanged herself using a bedsheet in her cell.
I was the one that found the body.
Robert Selby is a corrections deputy at the Josephine County Jail, and he's speaking to Oregon State Police, who investigated Butterfield's death last September on the day she died.
As soon as I saw it, I got on the radio and I called all staff response.
Butterfield died behind bars at the age of 34.
I never would have suspected Butterfield to do this. I mean, she was always, you know, a little strange, a little bit different.
Right.
But she never seemed like that type.
According to an investigation by Northwest Public Media Newsrooms, since 2008, at least 122 people have died by suicide after being taken to county jails across Oregon and Washington. The investigation found, despite decades of concerns about jail suicides and some progress being made, jail leaders and elected officials have failed to take all the necessary steps to curb the problem and protect inmates. Oregon House Majority Leader Jennifer Williamson says the investigation shows something's wrong.
I mean, it shows me that we have people who are very sick and the mentally ill in our facilities, and we don't know how to deal with them. And because we don't know how to deal with them, they're dying. And that's unacceptable.
Years before she died, Butterfield was diagnosed with schizophrenia. She fell through gap after gap in the healthcare system before landing in a county jail that records show failed to keep her safe from herself. Butterfield was in jail on misdemeanor charges. The Josephine County Sheriff's Office won't talk about Butterfield's death, citing potential pending litigation. They also refused to discuss their suicide prevention efforts. We don't know if or how the jail treated her mental illness.
You know, talking to her for a few minutes, you obviously know something's not right.
Before she died, Butterfield's aunt, Susan Tubbs, sent the jail an email alerting them of Butterfield's mental illness. She never heard back. But Tubbs says she spoke on the phone with her niece in the weeks before she died.
The last conversation we had, it was, you know, obvious that she was very confused.
Other inmates told investigators her mood changed, she stopped eating, and hid in the corners of her cell. Many jail commanders say the top thing they worry about is suicide. But some of them say they're not preventable.
They're going to happen.
John Bishop is the executive director of the Oregon State Sheriff's Association.
I think that if somebody's going to kill themselves, they're going to do it. I think in theory, maybe you could say it could be preventable, but not practically.
You know, I don't think that we should accept this rate of suicidality in jail as inevitable.
Sarah Radcliffe is the managing attorney for Disability Rights Oregon. She's met with inmates and jail administrators around the state.
We know a lot about suicide risk, you know, in terms of what are those risk factors, even for an individual who doesn't come out and say, I'm feeling suicidal.
Suicides like Butterfield's, where inmates use bedding and their bed frame to hang themselves, have been a well-documented concern for decades.
First door, let's go.
Earlier this year, Clark County Jail Commander Rick Bishop gave a tour of his very crowded jail. In April 2017, the jail in Vancouver, Washington, made a controversial change.
Because of the potential and the risk, we have done away with bed sheets.
Instead, the jail gives extra blankets.
They're suicide resistant, they're harder to tear up, but the bed sheets had to go.
Because?
Of the potential for self-harm.
And he's speaking from experience. Between 2012 and 2016, 9 people died by suicide in the jail.
Those deaths in a short amount of time brought a spotlight onto the Clark County main jail.
The jail made other changes too. They installed molded plastic bunks that are harder to tie things on. They got rid of many traditional doorknobs and shower hooks, and they trained their officers about how to better manage mental health crises. The jail has not had a suicide since July 2016. I'm Conrad Wilson in Portland.
This story was part of an ongoing series, Booked and Buried. Oregon Public Broadcasting, KUOW, and Northwest News Network contributed to reporting. For more information on Northwest jail deaths, please visit our website at nwpb.org. If you or someone you know is contemplating suicide, call for help now. The National Suicide Prevention Hotline is a free service answered by trained staff. The number is 800-273-8255. That's 800-273-8255.